favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bowed and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, no crook to steer, cause I don't know how, and the show ain't fixed and started now. Yippee-yi-oh-yi, yippee-yi-oh-ki-yi. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I come to town just to hear the band. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the dogies go, cause I learned them all on the radio. Yippee-yi-oh-ki-yi, 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 yippee-yi-oh-ki-yi. Well, thanks a million, friends, and welcome once again to Melody Ranch.
I went to your wedding, although I was ready. The thought of losing you. The organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, your dream. Your dreams are through. You came down the aisle wearing a smile, a vision of loveliness. I uttered a sigh, then whispered goodbye. Goodbye to my happiness. Your mother was crying, your father was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing you.
Come in.
Buffalo Bill. You've seen my partner, Pat Buttram, around at Jantney Place, have you?
Well, now, to tell you the truth, Winston, the last time I saw your so-called partner, he was out in the barn working on his new invention to get milk out of a peanut.
Milk out of a peanut?
That's right.
Yeah, wait a minute, let me get this straight. Milk out of a peanut, huh?
Mm-hmm, milk out of a peanut.
You ready? Here it comes. Milk out of a peanut, huh?
Yeah.
You set?
Yes.
He must use a very low stool.
Oh, dang dog, or to get rid of him. That's what we ought to do.
Now, Patrick, just take it easy. Simmer down here. Now, what's wrong with the dog?
He argues too much. That's what's wrong with the dog. First he barks and wags his tail. Then he barks and wags his tail.
So what?
Getting so I don't know which end to believe.
This is getting more ridiculous by the moment.
Well, in that case, may I, at this moment, inject a profound sober thought into the conversation?
Inject what?
I don't know. I just read it. I don't mind.
Well, I wish somebody would inject something down
here.
Yeah,
well, that was something about a sober... Oh, yeah. Well, this may come as a mild shock to you, but I am leaving.
You're what?
You heard me. I'm taking a powder, you know what I mean? I'm hitting the road, blowing a joint, getting out of this place. I'm going back to Brooklyn where I belong. Back to where men are men and women are.
Women are what?
Oh, I ain't sure. might want a very sheltered life.
Well, it sounds to me like that you haven't much use for the opposite sex, Winston.
I don't blame him, Mr. Artery. I ain't got much use for him either. And all because of one horrible, unforgettable experience I had once.
I know that, 150 a week.
Uh-huh.
What was that?
Well, way back in my gayer, carefree adolescent days, I used to go around with a mighty pretty young thing. Her name was Lena Genster.
Oh?
But she was pretty, but it didn't work out.
Oh? How come?
Well, I had long buck teeth, and she had long buck teeth, so every time we kissed, it looked like two walruses fighting over the same fish.
Well, nevertheless, Patrick, old boy, I'll say one thing for you. For a man of your age, you certainly have lived a full life.
Yes.
It cost you a lot of money, but you've lived it.
Say that again, Mr. Artery, and I've enjoyed every dollar, or every minute of it. I only wish I could live to be 100 years old.
Oh?
Oh, well, now, that's easy. All you gotta do is give up the late hours, rest in the afternoon, watch your diet, stop smoking, forget about women, and don't worry.
Will that make me live to be 100?
No, but it'll seem like it. Well,
my empty heart is overflowed with tears. I can't go on without you through the years. You broke the chain of love and now you're free. Oh, darling, please don't lose the lock and key. Can't you forget that we quarreled? Can't you forget what made us part? And once again, I'll hold you in my arms. For only you can fill my empty heart. Can't you remember you promised that nothing could ever make us part? And once again, I'll hold you in my arms. For only you can fill my empty heart. Thank you, folks. Thanks a lot. Since once more it's story time here at Melody Ranch, I thought I'd tell you a yarn that all began one morning, not too many years ago, when I answered a knock at the front door. The guy I saw standing there must have weighed close to 300 pounds, stood about 6'6", and was built like the side of a barn. He said his name was Bill Collins, and he needed work, and asked me if I could use him. Well, sir, it just so happened I was short-handed at the time, so without even thinking twice, I gave him a job.
One of the boys said you wanted to see me.
Well, that's right, Bill. Since you've been here almost a week now, I thought I'd ask you how you're getting along.
Okay, I guess.
Ever done much of this kind of work before?
Some. Why?
Oh, just wondered. By the way, Johnny tells me that you used to work as the strong man for the Barlow Brothers Circus.
Now, what about it?
Oh, just interested, that's all. Ever do any boxing?
A little.
Any around a place called Darwin?
No, never heard of it.
That's funny.
I better get back to
it. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah?
Are you sure you never fought in a fight at Darwin Arena under the name of Moose Mallory?
Look, maybe you don't hear so good. The name's Bill Collins.
Okay, Bill. Forget it. Guess I'm mistaken. I wasn't mistaken, and I knew it. This guy who called himself Bill Collins was Moose Mallory, or else I was going blind, one of the two. But then I got to thinking, what of it? If a man wanted to change his name, that was his business. At any rate, it certainly wasn't any of mine. That is, it wasn't until one morning 2 days later.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah?
Gene, Bill Collins is gone. He ain't slept in his bunk all night.
What? Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I brought him a letter from town yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock, and nobody ain't seen him since.
Well, that's funny.
Well, what's so funny about it?
You didn't by any chance notice where the letter was from, did you, Johnny?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Get that hurt expression off your face. Where was the letter postmarked?
Okay, since you put it that way, it was postmarked Centerville.
Oh?
Just happened to see it.
Uh-huh.
And the return address was M. Hickson, 122 Maple Street.
That's what I thought.
What's what you thought?
When a man has two names, Johnny, one of them is usually spelled trouble. I get it. Hello?
Hello, Gene. Sheriff Dillon. Can you come in town to my office for a minute?
Well, sure, Jim. I guess so. What's up?
I'll tell you when you get here. Make it as soon as you can, though, will you?
Right.
Thanks.
Who's that?
Sheriff Dillon, Johnny. Wants me to come into town right away.
What for?
He didn't say. But from the sound of his voice, I don't think he just wants to chat.
Oh, Gene, this is Pop Weaver, night watchman at the Central Utilities Company.
Glad to know you, Mr. Weaver.
Shame here.
All right, Pop. You tell Mr. Autry exactly, word for word, what you just told me.
Well, Mr. Autry, last night, about midnight, guess it was, I was making my usual rounds over to the utilities company. Anyways, just as I passed through the general manager's office, I heard this noise out in the hall. So I switched on my flashlight and opened the door. And when I did, there stood the biggest man I ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Well, that's all I remember. When I come to, he was gone. And so was the safe, with $15,000 in cash in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm thinking is this, Gene. There's only one man around here strong enough to pull off a job like that by himself.
Who?
That giant you got working for you out at your place.
You mean Bill Collins?
Uh-huh. That's exactly who I mean. Where is he?
Well, I wish I knew, Jim. He left yesterday afternoon and hasn't come back.
Uh-huh. Well, that cinches it. I'm going to send out a statewide alarm on him right now.
Wait a minute, Sheriff.
What for?
Oh, call it a hunch, more or less. Anything you want to. All I ask is that you delay sending out that bulletin for 48 hours.
Gene, are you crazy? What do you think I'm running here, a kindergarten? This guy's as guilty as I come. Oh, and furthermore, if you think for 1 minute that I'm going to let you run off and play cops and robbers, well...
Well, what?
Well, go ahead.
Twelve hours later, after piecing together all the information I could get, either by phone, wire, or in person, there was just one other name that kept popping up in Moose Mallory's path. That name was Mike Hickson. It seems he was not only the unit manager with the Barlow Brothers Circus when Mallory did his weightlifting act, but he was also Mallory's manager when he fought in the Darwin Arena. The puzzle was all there except for one small piece. So I decided to forget it for a while and take a little walk. But deciding was as far as I got. When I turned around to get my hat, I saw him standing there in the doorway. And somehow, he looked bigger than ever.
I'm back.
So I see. How are you, Moose?
I want to give myself up.
Why didn't you go to the sheriff?
Because I wanted to see you first.
Oh?
I wanted to thank you for being regular with me. I wanted you to know I'm sorry if I caused you any trouble.
Oh, you didn't cause me any trouble. Just one thing, though, I want you to tell me. Why'd you do it?
No reason. I just needed the money, that's all.
I mean the real reason, Moose. Say, who's Mike Hickson?
Mike? I don't know what you're talking about. The whole thing was my idea. I don't know any Mike Hickson.
Okay. Have it your way.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. One last favor, if you don't mind.
Yeah?
Just forget that Moose Mallory business, will you? Just let me be booked as plain Bill Collins.
Twenty minutes later, I took Moose down and delivered him over to the sheriff, who in turn set his hearing before Judge Sparks at 10 o'clock the next morning. I still wasn't convinced, though, that Moose was solely responsible. Somewhere, Mike Hickson fitted into the picture. But for the life of me, And then all of a sudden, I remembered a letter. A letter Johnny had told me that Moose received the day after the robbery. A few minutes later, I found it stuck between the mattress and the springs of his bunk. It read, "Dear Moose, meet me in the Lucky Dollar Cafe at 8 o'clock on the night of the 16th. And don't try to back out on me like you did the last time. Remember, the police in Darwin are still interested in the murder of Billy Garcia. As always, Mike." Well, at last, the puzzle was complete. It was just 8 p.m. when I saddled up camp and started the long 8-mile ride to 122 Maple Street in Centerville.
Yeah? What do you want?
Are you Mike Hickson?
What if I am?
Get inside.
Hey, wait a minute. What's the big idea?
You'll find out.
Look, mister, get out before I call a cop.
You know, that's very funny coming from a guy like you.
What are you talking about?
Moose Mallory.
Why, that nope.
Huh?
Who's Moose Mallory?
The same guy you've held under your thumb for 7 years on a phony murder charge. Now start talking and talk fast.
Hey, let go. Wait on my arm. You're breaking it.
Yeah, I will. I will break it if you don't start talking, well.
Okay, I'll talk.
That's better.
Moose was matched against a guy named Garcia in the Darwin Arena in 1940.
Yeah, I know.
Garcia died in the ring. Police said it was accidental, but, well, I convinced Moose he killed him.
Go on.
Moose was scared. He thought the law would get him for murder.
So for 7 years, Moose has done whatever you told him to do. Because you threatened to tell the police where he was if he didn't. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Get your clothes on, Hickson. You and I have got a date with justice. Comes to the real beauties of Mother Nature, you just can't compare anywhere on Earth with this West of ours here in America. Yes, sir, from the rolling plains of Texas to the snow-covered peaks of the Rockies, you'll find some of the most inspiring sights in the world, one of which I'd like to tell you about right now. Let me ride on a trail in the hills of old Wyoming, where the coyotes wail in the gloaming, for it's there where my heart's at home. The night, let me rest with the blue sky for my ceiling, till the wind's lullaby comes a stealing from the hills where where my heart's at home. Wake with the song.
Wake with the song.
Wake with the sun.
Wake with the sun. Saddle to mend, cattle to send, honey to be done.
Let me live on the range, where a man has room to roam in and to dream of his love in the gloaming, in the hills of old Wyoming.
Friends and neighbors, looks like that just about closes up shop for this current business. But we'll all be right back here at this very same stand, same time, same radio station. And now, this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us
until we're back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jensen weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, holding my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again.